I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You know, see, there's a new movie that opens today called The Smashing Machine that features The Rock, and he looks like he's AI-generated. Looks nothing like himself.
Yeah, probably looking at my eyes.
How'd that happen?
Well, have you ever heard of the Ultimate Fighting Championship, the UFC?
That's the bloody thing they're trying to ban.
Move right now!
This guy is the best he has ever seen.
Do you hate each other when you fight?
Absolutely not.
There you go. The Rock in this one. Paul Hall from Common Guy Films weighing in from the city of Milwaukee, which will have a baseball game, I think, tomorrow night. How are you?
Crossing my fingers on that one. I'm doing well. It seems like, you know, very few good comes out of Milwaukee some of these days when Netflix just dropped a new Ed Gein docu-series after Dahmer and the Monster.
Do you know who Ed Gein is?
I don't. I'm looking him up.
Serial killer.
Oh, like, my goodness.
Wisconsin has all the great serial killers, let me tell you.
Yes. Yes. So let's go talk about The Smashing Machine, though. He's not a serial killer, but it seems like it. Mark Kerr, one of the original MMA fighters, UFC fighters, he had a wrestling background, did a lot of this film is based in the pride fighting world. Now, for those that are old like myself, I remember promoting the pride fighting stuff back in 1997 through 2000. This was a competitor to UFC. They fought in both leagues, whoever paid him the most money. And Kerr was kind of one of those original guys. He was one of those guys who came in, he had a wrestling background, and he really stuck to what he did, and he did it really, really well, rose to the top of his ranks. But this is about more than his fighting career. This is about his personal life with Emily Blunt. Don't worry, it's not a sappy love story, but it does have some of those relationship points throughout, in the way that an athlete just like you, me, and the guy or woman down the road have issues, they have issues too. And Dwayne Johnson here is quite good, as is Emily Blunt. Emily Blunt doesn't get enough, I think, screen time in the film. It's really about Dwayne Johnson and his co-friend Mark Coleman's, who's played by Ryan Bader, who actually looks a little bit like Chris Smith when it comes to playing him. So there's another candidate for you. Look him up in the movie. But quite frankly, I had a good time with this movie. One of the Safdie brothers is behind it. This was off the top of my head. I'm drawing a blank now. This was Benny. They've done a million films that you've seen out there. I liked it. It's a little long in the tooth. It does feel long at times, but it's just a very good emotional movie for a fall day for those of you who are fighting fans.
So I have a friend in Cleveland who weighed in with this because I was texting him last night about, you know, Cleveland lost that series to Detroit and he was bummed about that. So I just kind of connected and he said he was going to see this with his son last night. So I checked in with him today. He goes, not that great. A lot of narrative issues. If I didn't know much about the story beforehand, I would have been a little lost. Character development is poor, but Emily Blunt is hot, and there's a scene that utilizes a Springsteen song better than any movie I've ever seen. This is a friend who's a very big Springsteen fan like I am. We'll talk a little bit about some of the, you know, movie-related things to him in the next hour. So, not a rave review, but he said it's worth seeing. He said it was really well done overall. But, you know, he looks, so what's the deal with the way that he looks in this movie? Is it prosthetics, or what'd they do to him?
Yeah, it's a lot of prosthetics to make him look much more like Mark Kerif. In fact, at the end of the film, instead of after the credits, they have more during the credits, but the last scene in this film is actually the real Mark Kerif and what he looks like, what his, you know, it's that whole idea of most celebrities, you know, if you saw A-Rod walking down the street, you know that athlete, you would say hi, you know who it is. Mark Kerif was at the top of the world. I mean, he was traveling to Japan for super events, and yet nobody notices him as he walks through the grocery store in Arizona.
Wow, that is interesting. Hey, since only because I want you to talk about some of the new stuff, but I want to talk a little bit about Chad Powers because we mentioned prosthetics, and I think you talked about Chad Powers last week. Glenn Powell stars as a college quarterback that just had a terrible ending to his career, and he's kind of living off the grid, but all of a sudden he has an opportunity for an open tryout for a college in Georgia, even though he's 10 years older, to be a quarterback. So because his father is a, you know, Hollywood prosthetic and makeup guy, he takes that with him, and he has a completely different look about him, and that's the hook of the story. And Paul, I think you indicated at the time, this is kind of semi-based, and Eli Manning is even an executive producer with his brother here. It's based on a reality show where Eli kind of did this, right?
Yeah, it's definitely based on that. I haven't had a chance to check out the actual series yet, but Eli's Undercover series, which I believe is up on Amazon Prime, or Prime Video, I should say, that one is the whole kind of idea for this, how somebody could come back, kind of fool everyone around them and look like something totally different and somebody totally different and kind of get into a tryout. And that's what happened.
So I'm going to tell you, I'm two episodes in and I like it quite a bit. I like the second episode better. You know, the whole setup, you have to buy into the setup, right? But they do it very effectively. They bring this character in named Danny, who is someone who befriends Chad Powers, Glenn Powell's character, and sort of walks him through how he can develop a new persona for him. And that angle actually makes the whole thing work. It's very sharply written. There's some humor in here. I always like shows that have kind of humor that kind of cuts a little deeper than you might even think about the first time. And you think about the line, you're like, okay, that was pretty funny. There's all kinds of little pop culture references that work very well in this show. So I like it so far. And I only think there might be two episodes that are out. I think they're doing that like two at a time or something like that. You got anything else for this weekend?
I got to mention Good Boy because somebody in your audience reached out to me and said, are you going to talk about Good Boy with Mark and with Sue? And they mentioned both of you by name. So here's the story. It's a dog. It's a loyal dog. The dog's name is Indy. Now, this dog, unfortunately, for those of you out there that don't like horror movies, this dog is like the centerpiece of a horror movie where you can see what the dog thinks and sees when he's barking at things in the night that you don't see, and some incredible creatures come along, including a dog that warns him about the house his loyal owner is living in. It's a horror movie, but it's all from the dog's perspective. In fact, there's only one star here that you really care about, and that star's name is Indy, the dog. And rarely, if ever, have I gone to this, Mark. I want to read you Indy's description from the press notes. Indy is a middle-aged, 35-pound retriever who has no idea that he's a movie star. His favorite things are fetch, food, and his humans, Ben and Carrie, in that order. His special talents include finding tennis balls and staring deep into your soul the moment before you fill his dinner bowl. Good Boy is Indy's feature film debut following his breakout role in the short film of the same name. I love when they write a whole description for the career of Indy.
Well, it's a really good-looking dog, by the way.
Isn't it?
Right? Yes.
Yeah. Wait a minute. So what's horror about it? I can't stand
it. It's all
horror.
Very dark. It's only about 75 minutes long. It's in theaters this weekend. It's very dark throughout, and it's the visions that Indy has. So we've been led to believe all along from all the movies that, you know, they have little parties and they have good times with their other pet friends.
Secret Life of Pets, right?
That's what we learned from the cartoon dog movies.
Yes, and the Secret Life of Pets in particular. Yes, exactly.
This is the truth behind the scary barking. And the odd point is, honest to God, I can't make this up. The day after I saw this movie, my dog woke me up at about 12:34 in the morning. Barking viciously at something. I'm like, okay, that's enough.
Wow.
By the way, it's very jarring, you know, because I pulled this up when you mentioned the name of the movie. I pulled it up on IMDb, and I know that you just said 75 minutes. You rarely, if ever, see a runtime of a movie that says an hour and 12 minutes. That's what it says. So it's not even 75 minutes. That's really short. They should only charge you half, I think, if you go see that one in the theaters. There was something else that I was going to ask you about. I still haven't watched the Ethan Hawke show. That's on my list.
What's that one called?
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We got a new movie, Play Dirty, over on Prime Video with Mark Wahlberg and Lakeith Stanfield. This is about a robbery. Robbery gone wrong.
Ooh, and, I like robberies.
And I actually kind of got into this quite a bit. It's it starts with a bang, let's just say, and it goes somewhere else. Directed by Shane Black, which you've seen on some of the, I think it was Lethal Weapon 3 or 4 and a couple other more action comedy related movies. It's not a bad movie at all. It premiered on Prime Video, I believe, as of the first. It's been out for a couple days. And there's Wayward is the new miniseries over on Netflix. A weird series is an understatement. Talked a little bit about it up on my site. I've watched all 8 episodes. Toni Collette in the lead role. Someone I love to watch.
Yeah.
I think she's great at being weird.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, she's really good at
that. Muriel's Wedding. You ever see her? That was her first movie. Yep. You ever see Muriel's Wedding? That's an outstanding movie. By the way, to answer Sue's previous question, the aforementioned reference to Ethan Hawke, there's a show called The Lowdown, which is on Hulu, which looks kind of fun. And then, you know, Paul, I don't know if this is on your radar, but my friend Rick in Las Vegas sent me the trailer for this yesterday. It's called The Perfect Neighbor, and it's coming out in a couple weeks. It's a documentary on Netflix about this woman that just freaking tortures these families that live next to her, and they compile this movie, according to the trailer, and this won at least one award at Sundance this year, where it's all basically police body cam and dashboard camera, and the trailer is gripping. I mean gripping.
I have a secret for you. I have seen it, We will be talking about this by the 18th. We will be talking about this come awards time as well, Mark. This is one of the best documentaries I've seen this year.
It looks fantastic. Really? It's a little risky sometimes going by the trailer, but I mean, if I'll send you the trailer.
Okay.
Soon. In fact, here's what I'll do for the audience. I will put this on the X formerly Twitter if you want to see this trailer, because it will, you know, grab you. Now, well, I'll ask you later, because you can't talk about it. I know there's a lid on some of these things, but it does, to me, looks like one of the more compelling things that might come out here in the next few weeks. I also want to mention Soul on Fire. This is John O'Leary's story. Paul,
yes.
I don't know. I think you've talked about it a little bit. They had a red carpet last night, and if my friend Jeff Drew's listening, I want to know, because he's part of the producing team. He gave some money. Why the hell I wasn't invited to the red carpet? I've been invited to a couple of screenings of this movie, and I've yet to be able to see it. I really want to see it. It opens in a couple of weeks. You know, you have William H. Macy playing Jack Buck. It's a great, real story.
Yep.
It's a Hollywood feel-good story. So I know that it's on our radar here in St. Louis, and I hope that you get to see it soon, too, as well, Paul.
I'm looking forward to it. The story looks compelling, and it looks like a good time. One of those movies that I, you know, someone get me a screening link. Let's go. I'll watch it tonight.
Well, I'll talk to my friend, the King, that I just mentioned. Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
CommonGuy.com, Mark.
Awesome. We'll talk next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.